Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all of that glorious stuff on Bravo that we love to watch together. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the talented, extremely handsome, my friend, Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Benjamoonius. How are you, hon?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you know, can't complain. Just another day in Texas. You know, my mother's driving me nuts. Just dragging me to the gem store. Going to make some things. I always get dragged in. And I'm like, mother, do you always have to make me do these things? And of course I do them. So, but I'm good. I'm good.
Good. Well, yeah, I've been working on my garden. I've got a little caterpillar that I've ended up naming Kim Richards. Hilarious. She just gets drunk on leaves. It's crazy. And then, you know, playing a lot of games. I played this new game where you have to, like, let's say you're one frog, but then there's another frog, and the one frog has to have like a hypothetical, and then the other frog will like have a conversation with that frog. It's crazy. We should play it one time.
Yeah, I'm just going to make popovers. Anyway, moving on.
Hello, welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there.
That's what we call role-playing. That's what we call role-playing. That's what we call Ben and Ronnie do their first ever impersonations of each other.
I can't believe you're one of the only people in my life that I guess I don't make fun of you behind your back, because I don't even have an impersonation of you.
I don't think we have enough time away from each other to develop anything behind each other's backs. Like, we can't speak behind each other's backs. We're always in
each
other's
fronts. We're always here. Yeah. That's absolutely true, too. Well, everybody, welcome to the show today. It's Real Housewives of New York season finale. And what an episode. I was so proud of Real Housewives of New York. I was really proud of them. How did you feel about it?
Why were you proud?
I was proud because I was laughing so hard, Ben. I was dying. Yeah, I was dying laughing at this episode. And they all had so much fun. And I even liked Leah in the episode, you know, which, you know, I like Leah in general, but the season's been up and down for me. And I don't know. I was just proud of them for having a really fun episode, because it's been a rough year for them on this show.
You know, you can stop the Ben impersonation now, right? Like, you don't have to do it through the entire recap. You don't have to be a total apologist for this show. You can just be yourself.
No, look, you know, I'm a bitch all the time, but, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due, and it's due. I felt it was very due. I mean, I was rewinding it and laughing my ass off through the whole thing.
Well, good. I actually did not quite enjoy this episode. I was a little sad and, yeah.
Boo! Yeah.
Sorry, God, Freaky man. Friday continues. Freaky Wednesday. I didn't think it was that funny. I mean, there were some funny parts. I mean, look, it was amusing. It did not feel like a season finale. It felt they were having a fun time. I was, you know, I thought it was cool the way they dressed up like each other, and they did manage to capture each other's essence pretty well. But it kind of felt like the episode ran out of steam at the 30-minute mark for me, and then I just felt like we could have gotten something a little bit better for the season finale. I think the season just kind of ran out of steam, and the producers felt either had to fill some sort of episode order. Who knows what? I think they just got totally derailed by COVID, and they just didn't, you know, look, unfortunately, they don't have any sort of federal indictment scams going on or federal fraud scams. So it kind of doesn't, they don't have that sort of
they're just not lucky like
in
that.
Their season.
Yeah, they're just not lucky to be fearing one of their cast members going to prison. You know, we just can't have all the breaks, guys.
But you know what? Though I still think it's a great show, even if it was like a suboptimal season finale and maybe not the strongest season, but
you
still
know,
good.
You're like one of these gays. I'm on this show tune Facebook.
I don't even know what kind of gay I am, but I'm already saying, how dare you?
I'm on this Facebook group that I'm in because of some guy I knew from the Jupiter Dinner Theater when I was 19. Okay, so that's how long this goes back. So he started this like musicals Facebook group that I'm in, and these queens, I'm telling you, and for me to even complain, because all we do is complain, right? We bitch about everything. Yeah. So for me even to complain is so hypocritical. But seriously, like every little thing, they're like, ew, that's terrible, like every little thing. So someone was saying, oh, I saw the Wicked in concert thing and I really liked it, and then they posted a link to it to the PBS site where you can watch Wicked in concert. Oh my God, these queens were just ripping it to shreds. They were like, that was terrible. It's like a high school musical. This is such a piece of shit. So I watched one of the numbers with Cynthia Erivo, who's brilliant, you know, and sobbed, you know, but I'm easy like that. So I went back and was reading the comments. And I was like, these people are horrible. So one guy comes in, he goes, why can't I just enjoy anything? Why do you guys have to ruin everything? You know, a link is posted. I thought it was great. And now you guys are shitting all over it. And then one of the other queens is like, well, that's my opinion. And if you can't take it, then maybe you need to see somebody. Now, and then it became this like big therapy fight over who needs therapy. Do I need therapy for being negative, or do you need therapy for not being able to take my negativity? You know?
So basically what you're saying is you're putting your displaced Cynthia Erivo frustration in this situation onto me.
Yes.
Because I said that the season finale was only okay.
Yes, Real Housewives of New York with Cynthia Erivo singing her heart out on PBS.
Let me tell you something.
I'm crying and you're that queen. He's like, Cynthia Erivo,
No.
Sucked.
Wait a second. I am hardcore pushing back on this, okay? I'm hardcore pushing back because I have been an apologist all season long, and I've been someone who has said that they've loved the season despite everyone else hating on it. In addition to that, it was all last season that you were saying that Dorinda should be kicked off, should be fired, and I was like, no, Dorinda's great. We need to keep Dorinda, and I weathered that storm of Dorinda.
I don't know.
I'm the one in the theater group bashing Cynthia Erivo when we both bash Cynthia Erivo. Okay, you're bashing her too. You just don't realize it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
I actually liked the Cynthia Erivo movie that you didn't like. How about that?
Which one?
The heist movie.
Oh, yes, Widows, yes. I didn't like that. I liked her in it. She was great, and so was Viola.
Oh, sure.
But yeah, I didn't like it. I did shit all over that one on you. And you're like, that was great. And I was like, no, it's not. Here's why.
It was a literal Cynthia Erivo piece of content that I supported.
Well, she wasn't singing.
That's true. That was a huge flaw in that movie.
If she had been widows, we're widows. Oh my God, our husband's died. Let's rob a bank. I would have been like, oh my
Breaking
God.
Breaking in.
So, I don't know. If anybody's wondering, I guess that's the kind of show we're going to have today. It's not going to make any kind of sense. Okay.
Listen, it's hard to swap identities when you've just merely merged them. Am I right?
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into this season finale, okay? Because
I'm sorry to interrupt you on this, but did you notice that there was not even a this season on The Real Housewives of New York? They didn't even do that for us.
Yeah.
They were like,
didn't they?
They're like, we don't want to revisit. People are so mad at us.
They actually did. It was Ebony who started it. She was like, previously. Well, I guess it wasn't this season.
It was just last episode.
Yeah, you're right. Oh.
Yeah. I know.
Well, they don't want us to remember a lot of this season, honestly. It's like, this season on Real Housewives of New York City, Ramona's a vile, disgusting, racist person. Okay? Enjoy that. Enjoy it. Thanks for being here.
Pretty much. So they're playing pin the tail on Harry Dubin, as they were last week in the Hamptons. And then who should come calling? None other than Harry Dubin himself. So he calls and Luann's like, oh, everyone be quiet, be quiet. This is going to be hilarious, hilarious. Okay, all right. Hey, Harry.
We're just hanging around having a glass of wine, Harry. He goes, that means you're drunk. Which, of course, means so his gross. Hands are out, like unzipping your dress, you know, in his mind. And Ebony is talking to Leah about Harry, and she's like, he doesn't really have enough money for me. Like, I mean, Ramona might have more money than him. I mean, I think it's just because they know him. You know, he's familiar dick. He's community dick.
Community dick. I like that. So Harry goes, so where are you, huh?
Oh, well, I'm at my house in Sag Harbor and with my girlfriends.
And he's like, oh, yeah. So then Sonia's like, well, you know what? We know you tried to suck face to Ramona. Actually, I saw you. Whoa, Harry and I are just friends, okay?
And she's like, you know, it's not that I don't like you, Harry, but I can't be around you anymore because you're toxic. I mean, you had sex with Luann, and you tried to have sex with Ramona.
And Harry says in the middle of this, like, No, with Ramona, I wished her a happy birthday, shithead. I was like, is this your way of like endearing yourself back with Ramona of Sonia?
Yeah, he's one of those guys, you know, he's just gross to you. And then you just keep calling them back every single time because, you know, like he may be gross with you, but at least he's real. He's not like one of these fake a-holes. He's like, oh my God, I had such a great time. This was fun. Oh my God, I can imagine our children together. And then you never hear from them again. At least Harry's like, yeah, I fucked your friend and it was fun. You're like, okay, well, thanks for being honest. Okay.
So Harry, of all people, tells Sonia, sweetheart, you need to find a nice guy. She goes, well, you were a nice guy until you cheated on me and you slept with all my girlfriends. And Luann's like, oh, do I buy that Ramona is friends with lots of guys and doesn't hook up? Do I buy that she's friends with Harry and doesn't hook up at all? No! Ha ha!
Do you love that Harry called to kind of break up with Sonia again? Because that's kind of what he was doing, right? He was giving her the, honey, honey, you need to find a nice guy. Come on, I'm just not for you. And that's why we need to go our separate ways. Like, shut up. You're not, like, no one's coming on to you, Harry. I'm very triggered by people like Harry.
Yeah, I also feel like when, so Sonia was like talking to him and he goes, is this the Sonia Morgan I haven't talked to in many years? Something like that. I'm like, don't. No, don't. That's, I hate when people do a tone like that. Like, don't like be smarmy on, like, she has finally agreed to talk to you and you're gonna be smarmy in return and almost make her feel bad about it. No, Harry Dubin. No.
Yeah. So Ramona's trying to, you know, explain herself because she's like, you know what? He's just a friend. Like, I have a lot of gay male friends, and Harry is a guy friend. What does one have to do with the other?
Like, that literally just made no sense.
Yeah, it really didn't. So Sonia's like, well, the only thing to do with Harry is fuck. I mean, there's really no other reason to be around Harry, you know? And Leah's like, gross. Okay, let's do Elisa Rinna. Whoa, wow. Cake. Let's play a game. All right, let's play a game. Let's talk about our worst sexual experience.
I'm like, I thought you didn't want to talk about Harry. So everyone's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I got my worst, okay? All right. I had this great boyfriend in high school, and he's like the first man I had intercourse with, okay? And like, you know what? He didn't want to have sex, so I had to make him, okay? And I wanted it, and he didn't.
Yeah, you know what? And I was madly in love with Jeff, okay? And now I'm at FIT college, which is fit. Like, how could I not go there, okay? Because I was fit. So I didn't even know it was fashion until I got there. I said to my girlfriend, why are there so many fat people at fit college, okay? I want my money back. That's it.
Get to the point, Ramona.
What? You know what? Well, I just wanted another experience other than that guy that I kind of raped, okay? You know what? Sorry, okay? That's what happened.
You know what? I'm telling you. So this new guy, I went to his house, okay? And I was like, I'm telling you, his penis was not even as big as my thumb. I go, whoa, God is punishing me, okay? God is punishing me. I'm cheating on my boyfriend and God is punishing me. And to this day, I still feel that way. I'm like, whoa, God is punishing me for being so ageless and attracting all these men. And poor Mario is scared and too intimidated to come back to me, even though he's in love with me, because I'm so ageless. He knows that I'm out of his league. God is punishing me, okay?
And right when I was about to climax, I started crying and saying, God, why can't I be Jewish, okay? Why can't I be Jewish?
Are you there, God? It's me, Ramona, okay? Let me be Jewish and attract big penis men, okay?
So Ramona's like, and worse, came in 2 seconds. And Ebony's like, wow, that's rich coming from Ramona. I mean, when I said she could take a big dick, she freaked out on me. And then we see a clip of, I heard you say you could take a big dick. Did you say that? Ramona being like,
dude.
Not being happy about that. So Sonia's like, oh, well, you know, Luann had an experience that was so worst ever. She had to spend a lot of time and just to get to the root of it. She's like, oh, yes, yes. Well, I met this man and he's tall and gorgeous. He spoke 5 languages. He was very sophisticated, etc., etc. What did I say again? Just to reemphasize, sophisticated, etc., etc. He loved espresso. So sophisticated. I love Luann just bragging about how sophisticated this man is while also just totally not saying et cetera correctly.
Yeah, etc. And I said, thank you for bringing by my rigatoni. And he said, no problem. Thanks for the tip. I mean, DoorDash, am I right?
Yes, well, I don't want to say we were more than just lovers. Well, we weren't quite lovers. We were more than just roommates. Or almost we were just like postmates. Anyway,
After 10 dates, he's not touching me. And I mean, how much rigatoni can one woman order, you know? So finally, I told him about this erotic dream I had when we're at an Aspen game. Did she say an Aspen game? Something.
I think she, and I'm whispering. No, she was in Aspen skiing.
Oh, and we're whispering, and I'm in bed touching him, and he said, ma'am, I've left the plastic forks in the bag. And I said, no, 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 I will finish this story. And then I felt down there, nothing was happening. And Ebony's like, oh, so he was impotent. She's like, can you believe it?
Well, it turned out it was just a table lamp I was caressing, so that made a lot of sense. But still, it was a light bulb moment, regardless.
The rigatoni was harder than him. Am I right, girls?
Turns out I just plunged my hand into a bowl of rigatoni. I was like, why is this man so hot and soft at the same time?
And Leah's like, I mean, I think Luann has like the best sex out of all of us. Like, she's totally a WAP moment.
Oh, yeah. I was just waiting for Leah to catch up to that word. So, Ebony's like, well, let me tell you, this is Ebony K. Williams, and I'm here with the 6 o'clock news and a special report about my love life. I met a chocolate Adonis, and he was the top of the class. It was New Orleans. It was a sexy city. It was a sexy class. And it was sexy weather. More on that coming up after the break. Thanks so much.
And she's like, I didn't even get a preview of what he looked like, but you'll get a preview right after this break.
Penis pictures after the break.
And Ramona's like, you always have to get a preview, okay? That's what you do. Like, how do you know what movie you're going to see, okay? And Sonya's like, here's what I do. Come on, Lee, stand up. Here's what I do. I dance with the guy, then I grab his butt, then I put my finger up inside of him, and then I smell him, then I bend him over and start spanking him, then I grab his ankle and bite it around his neck and start strangling him until he starts spitting out whatever gum he was chewing. You know what I mean?
And Luann's like, whoa!
Luann's basically like a vending machine with a Snickers bar that's dangling on the side, and Sonya's just going at it.
And if I'm dancing with him and I feel his penis and I don't feel a rise there, then I say, forget it. That's a Wells Fargo man. Am I right, ladies?
You know, the best sex I ever had is the sex I connect with, you know? And I like when a guy changes it up. In the elevator, on the plane, putting me up against the wall, you know, that scissoring business on the side. Just push me off a ledge, you know, and I'll just, like, fuck someone in the air before I splat on the cement. I'd love to try that.
Yeah, but Sonya, you're supposed to be telling us your worst story. Yeah, well, I love it in the elevator, tractors, hot air balloons, alleyways, grocery stores, circus, Circuit City. Are they still around? They're better than Best Buy. Cul-de-sacs, Sam Goody. Chapels,
Sam Goody hospitals. Was a great fuck.
Oh, yeah, Sam Goody was a good
the
one.
The Wiz.
Funeral homes.
Yeah, I once actually fucked The Wiz while watching The Wiz. It was a great experience for everything. I was like, come on down, come on down.
Then I whizzed. So, it was great.
And it was great. Did you know the twist in that movie? You know, it was Richard Pryor all along. Fucked him too back in the 70s.
Car hoods, popsicle stands. Have I already said Circuit City, girls?
And Rona's like, no. Say one specific time you had sex. Okay, Sonya?
Oh, yeah. Well, I once fucked a guy at Circuit City on a stack of Carmen Sandiego games. That was fun.
Well, I like it up the butt, I'll tell you that much. And Leah's like, yeah, Ramona likes that too. And Ramona's like, I like all the sexual positions, okay?
This is like Ramona being Ramona. And like, maybe the reason she gets so triggered is because she just like wants to be doing all this stuff herself and she feels like she can't. So like, I get it, right? Whoa. Hey, Leah, guess what? How many people have you showed your new breasts to, okay? How many? And so Leah's like, well, I haven't really shown them out for yet because I'm not really feeling it. Whoa, well, that's funny because guess what? I got pasties. And she shows her, she flashes her breasts with her pasties on them already.
Yeah, so everybody has to show their boobs now. So Ramona got them all pasties. So Leah runs out of the room to put hers on. And Sonia's like, oh, you know what? I'll put them on. I've got a bra that, oh, God, I've got food on my bra.
Oh, look at that. Oh, I wore my ugly bra. Oh, that's too bad. So then they're just like, they're putting on the pasties and everything and just like talking about their boobs and everything. And then Leah comes out topless with the pasties on and she's sort of like doing a dance and holy shit. OMG. Holy moly. Whoa. You look like an ice goddess. Okay. Whoa. OMG. OMG. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Okay.
Oh, the set of Sesame Street. Fucked there too. That was great.
Oh, Snuffleupagus. Wow. He's not so imaginary, I'll tell you that much.
Talk about someone who doesn't really need to be hard to give you a good time.
Turns out Oscar's not that grouchy if you just get into his can.
So they all dance around and compliment each other's boobs. They have some boob bonding, you know?
Yeah. A lot of boob bonding, and they're sticking pasties on. There's dancing. There's a lot of, like, very strange, weird, like, pseudo belly dancing. It's kind of like they're kind of like wafting around with their hands up. They kind of look like those seeds that float through the air in the springtime, just sort of like those like helicopter seeds just floating around in that room. They're having a great time.
So then the next morning, everybody's waking up, and Sonia's pasty is on her stomach, of course. And then Lee and Ebony are waking up. Wow, say it together. Lubney, which is a delicious, almost yogurt. Cheese-like yogurt. Delicious. I love Lubney. Thank you, wonderful. Lebanon. Okay. So Lee and Ebony wake up, and Ebony's like, oh, I took sleeping pills, and I still couldn't sleep. Well, they'd basically just talk about how much fun everything was last night. And then the other girls are talking about how much fun, and Ramona's like, you know what? Can't believe it. Like, Ebony, like, fits right in with us. Wow. So they're all yeah. friends.
They're all friends. They could be going to a Greek restaurant, and Ebony's like, what do they say there again when they break the plates? Oopa, oompa, oompa loompa, oopa, opa, poopa, poop, Oprah. Oprah, Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey. Leah's like, oh, I think it's Opa.
So then they get in a van for lunch and go to get some Greek music, and they go to Kalissa, and they're transferred to Mykonos for the afternoon.
Oh, this was sort of sad because they're clearly the only ones in the restaurant, and there's like a DJ. They had a DJ in a scarf in the corner. I was like, why do you have a DJ here? I know we're supposed to be transported to Mykonos, but this is not... I've never been to Mykonos. But based on what I see from all the gays who go there around this time of the year, this is not it. And there's just like this one DJ in the corner, Hampton's Mykonos. And there's like a little Aperol Spritz-sponsored cart in the corner. And I was like, whoa, Aperol Spritzer. Aperol Spritzer. I love Aperol Spritzer, okay? You know what? I'm ready, Eddie. I want an Aperol Spritzer. I want an Aperol Spritzer. You know, she just starts doing her hand poking thing, you know, like Aperol Spritz.
That's when she's being a DJ, like when she starts yeah. moving her hands like that. And then she starts squealing when she sees the fish. She's like, oh my God, there's fish. Ah! And then Luann's like, oh, you're making lamb. I love lamb.
I love that this is Luann's through story for the season. Because then they do a flashback of her being like, oh, the lamb curry. Oh, Garth, the lamb curry. Could you please serve some more curry? Lamb curry. My favorite. Lamb.
So then Ramona's like, whoa, you know what? I'd like to make a cheese. Here's the girl power, okay? Because we're warrior girls, okay? It's the best Valentine's Day I've ever had. And Leah's like, I've never had a good Valentine's Day. It's like, well, you know, Leah still is Leah.
Yeah.
Leah's got a Leah, you know? Everyone's like, this is the best time we've ever had. And Leah's like, life is terrible.
I hate Valentine's Day. I've never had a good
Valentine's Day. So,
they're like, Quest, you must have had one good Valentine's Day. Like, didn't ever Rob get you something nice? I mean, like, maybe he, like, bought me something from Chanel or whatever. Whoa, that's nice. That's nice. It's like Ramona's, like, trying to make some sort of Valentine's Day miracle happen where, like, Leah's heart opens up and she experiences the magic of Valentine's Day. So she's trying to make everything, like, really trying to sell something. Like, well, last year I did get a flat tire. Whoa, a flat tire. Whoa, well, that's special. You know, because sometimes in life you have to stop. Okay, and change your wheels. That was very special. Leah, what a beautiful Valentine's Day for you.
I know, but really. Isn't it funny how Ramona does kind of know that she has had a good Valentine's Day? She's just too negative to see it. Because yeah. She's like, well, I guess Rob bought me something from Chanel. She's like, well, that's nice. That's a good Valentine's Day. And then she's like, it sucks. So then Ramona takes over and she's like, okay, it's a Valentine's Day. One of Mario's biggest talents is he picks a card and he handwrites them and I save them. And one of my favorite ones said, I can't believe you're just the nanny. You make me feel like such a manny. Okay. That's it. Okay. I mean, that one I had to read about in page 6, which kind of hurt. But you got to remember the good times, okay?
You know, one of my favorite things I've ever done is I once took one of Mario's Valentine's Day cards and I oiled it up and gave it a massage. It was wonderful, but I kind of ruined it at the same time. Oh, well. So then Leah's like, oh my God, I save cards too. Oh, so does Rob give great cards too? Do you know about shoebox greetings? Because they're hilarious, okay?
And she's like, yeah, Rob gives me, like, really good cards, too, actually. Like, one time he sent a telegram. And Luann goes, a singing one! A singing telegram! I might know him. What was his name?
No, it's an actual telegram with all the stops. I was, oh, you mean like the way Ramona talks? I'll be there in 5 minutes. Stop! I'm gonna wear a nice dress. Stop! I hope to see you there. Stop! Have a happy Valentine's Day. Stop.
Basically, telegrams were Ramona before it was Ramona, right? It's like everyone in the Old West was receiving messages from Ramona.
Hey, Billy the Kid, I'm coming to the saloon tonight. Stop. I'll see you there. Stop. We're going to have a fight. Stop.
So Sonya's like, oh, gosh, that's why you didn't have a good story. Too many stops in it, I guess. And the man's like, I mean, I think that's great. I mean, it's a telegram. And Leah's like, don't make me upset. That's very sad. I guess because now she's realizing that she had good Valentine's days all along.
And then Luann, in an effort to bond with us, goes, I keep special voicemails. Like, listen to this one. Isn't this one beautiful? Dear Luann, this is the Palm Beach Courthouse. You are due to see us in 10 minutes. So special to be wanted.
God, I love a good voice note. If you don't stop calling me, I'm going to call the police. Oh, it's from Liza Minnelli. God, I love her. What a talent.
Oh, here's another one. Hi, Luann. This is from the Miami-Dade County Bureau of Gardens and Parks, and we need to request that you take down the barbed wire you put around the poster on that playhouse. We do need to replace it with a new poster. Thank you.
Look at this. So one nice. Of the most romantic voice notes I've ever gotten. Come on, baby, do that conga. Don't you know I've been any longer. Sorry, that was me singing Gloria Stefan. Sorry.
Oh, here's one. I love this one. This is from a very important person. It's actually just from me. Roundhouse. I lived in a roundhouse. It's an original composition. I can look forward to that on my next charity single.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So she's crying. Leah's crying. And Ramona's like, whoa, what are you emotional about? God, Breath, you talk about dick right now. That's saying something. And Luann's like, well, I'm detecting melancholy over the good times you had.
melancholy, Raider.
In bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Ho-ho. That's what lamb is for.
Come on, baby, do that melancholy. Shake your body, melancholy. Almost sounds like cauliflower, which goes really well with lamb.
Well, you know what? I think it means you really loved him and you really wanted to get married to him. And Leah's like, yeah, and like he disappointed me, you know? Like, it doesn't make him a bad person, okay? Like, a lot of things he did was great. You know what? Don't excuse him, okay? Do not excuse him because what he did was wrong. Hold on, let me text Mario and see if he's going to meet me in Palm Beach, okay?
Well, maybe you will marry him someday, right? Because eventually he's going to realize there's nothing better out there. The well obviously dried up for you a long time ago. And then you'll say, you know what? Let's just share this parquet floor together. Am I right, girls? Am I right?
So Leah's like, come on, people are human. Like, we have to accept people for who they are. And Sonya goes, yeah, I mean, he's a great dad. Yeah, we've grown. And, you know, we're just so close. I don't want to start a new life with someone because what's it going to do to Kiki and him and me? You know, I'm giving up love for Rob and Kiki. So she's crying. And yeah. Ramona goes, whoa, how old is Kiki now?
12, 14, 8, 6, 7. Who's Kiki?
4, and 3,
tell me who Kiki
2,
is.
Okay. 1.
Opa! Opa!
The Lamb Boat!
The Lamb
Boat. All the lamb that I ever need. Anyway.
So then, Luann, this is what everybody wants to hear for the single person, okay? Listen, it's going to take some time, but I know it's going to happen. It's right around the corner. Love, don't tell yourself you're not going to find love. It's right there, right behind you, right when you just don't know it's coming. It's like, I would rather hear that from someone who found it, you know? Like, you don't want to hear how easy it is to catch a fish from the person on the lake, like, with a broken, you know, rod.
From the person who had her whole relationship with Tom and now is just happy with any man that feeds her lamb curry. Listen, life takes care of itself, my darling. It really does. Just like contracts with holiday songs, right? It just all sort of works out, doesn't it?
Whoa, you know what? I don't want to talk about Leah crying anymore, okay? This is worse than when Leah talks about vaginas, okay? James, guy who works here, okay? Listen, Zorba, I heard that Greek people Zorba. Get to break dishes. Okay, I want to break dishes. Set. I'm going to do it all. I'm baring my breasts. I'm breaking dishes.
And he's like, well, first of all, my name is not James. It's Peter. And also, so Greeks throw things to banish evil spirits and make a wish for good luck. But it's sort of a weird situation because we want you here in this restaurant, but we know if we're banishing evil spirits, it's going to send you away. So we kind of are just going to pretend we're doing this.
Yeah. So then they all break plates and they have to say out with, in with, right? It's like the roses and thorn kind of thing.
They kind of just made, I think they kind of made that up, right? Because he was like, Leo's like, should we be wearing goggles? He's like, no, don't worry. These break nicely. I'm not breaking nicely. I'm going crazy. Okay. Move away. Okay. Out with negative energy, in with being ageless. Opa! Kai.
And Luann's like, out with fear, in with lamb. Opa.
Out with perfection and in with sports. Okay, Chuck, tell us what's going on with the Nets.
And then Sonya's like, I love anal at Circuit City. And
out with poop, because that's the direction it goes. And in with penis into my vagina.
And she goes, and I want to be free of that house and asset management.
Asset management. Lawnmowers. Out with lawnmowers. Who needs them if you don't even have grass? Why do we even sell them? And in with curtains. Because guess what? I need curtains for my daughter's apartment. Towels won't do. I want curtains. And I also want Jane Curtin. Move in, Jane Curtin. You'd be a great tenant. Yes.
Out with multicultural living koi fish. And in with multicultural koi fish that are now ice cubes.
Out with toilets, in with Archie's driveway.
So they all scream. Oh, Leah's is just like, fuck you, haters. I know exactly who I am.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Linda Perry. Okay. The four non-blondes. Like, what's going on, Opa?
Okay, so next up, they're all back home getting ready for dinner, their identity swap dinner, and Brashan arrives in a Gucci, you know, little pack. What do you call those? Fanny packs.
Fanny packs. I like to call it not the identity swap dinner. It's the, oh God, will there be two instances of blackface on this episode dinner?
Oh my God. And thankfully, yeah, you never know with
thankfully,
this cast.
Thankfully, look, this is growth. Okay. So Brashan is showing up, and so Luann is going to be Ebony. Luann and Ebony are going to swap each other. Ramona and Leah are going to swap, and then Sonya and Brashan are going to swap. So Luann is in her room practicing her Ebony impersonation. So she's like, I'm Ebony K. Williams, and I have a podcast. Well, I pretty much nailed that one.
And she picks up on a weird Ebony thing that I've never picked up on. She's like, well, I'm holding court with Ebony K. Williams. Y'all.
Y'all.
She likes to say y'all. So, y'all. Hey, y'all.
I think this is the first time Luann's met someone from the South. She's like, can you believe it? They took you and all and made it one word. Y'all, y'all, y'all. Huh. I mean, who would do that? Etc.
So Leah's like, I'm going to Marlon Brando the shit out of this identity swap dinner because I really want to understand, like, the human that is Ramona.
Marlon Brando's like, please leave me out of this. So Leah, so now Leah goes, yeah, she's going to do Marlon Brando. And Sonia's like,
well, okay, so I've got to be Brashan. So she's always in those big chunky shoes and trying to walk around in them like they're stilts. And then there's the hat. She's always wearing a hat. And then, you know, she has to put on a ton of labels. And then I'm done. Then I'm Brashan.
And I just want to say that Sonia's final costume, she had a hat on. I feel like Sonia's final costume was so funny because she didn't, to me, look like Brashan at all. But she looked like someone we've all met. Like, she looks like someone that's like a third cousin that we all have. Like, someone who collects feathers and goes to, like, loves the guy who sings Walking in Memphis. Like, oh, yeah, I just went and saw Walking in Memphis live again. Oh, so good. I saw it at the Playhouse. I went to the library afterwards. They had a walking tour. We picked up feathers. Like, you know that, like, that's who she looked like to me.
She did. And she, you know, Sonia's the last person that you want to pick you for anything, really. Like, if you're doing Secret Santa, you don't want to get Sonia. You know what I mean? Like, Sonia is your Santa. Because you know you're going to get, like, some brown ice. Or, like, just, like, some old underwear she picked up off the floor and just hands to you. Like, she makes no effort for anything. And this is the same. Like, her imitation is, like, I have a bucket hat, so I'm going to wear that. And that's it. A Versace shirt. That's all I'm going to really make an effort to do.
Yeah. So, now Ebony is getting dressed into Giovanni. And she's going to do, like, full cabaret. Ebony does have, perhaps, the easiest costume. Because Luann, like, has made herself into her own costume. So she's
Luann,
doing that.
Basically, to do Luann, you just dress like Mrs. Peacock at a dinner theater, at a dinner, you know, murder mystery party. It'll always work.
Yeah. You have to dress just like Bernadette Peters accepting an award in, like, you know, off Broadway somewhere, right? So then Brashan.
How dare you move Bernadette to off Broadway? I mean, that is disgusting. I'm telling the musical group that you did that shit. We'll see how they react.
First of all, it's to show that Bernadette gets awards in all walks of life. But also, it's not to say that Bernadette is relegated to off-Broadway. I'm just saying Luann just dresses off-Broadway, not Broadway. That's all I'm saying. It's more about Luann
than
Bernadette.
We'll see how the gays on the musical Facebook feel about that.
Brashan is also not very good at this because she doesn't really look at all like Sonia. She's put like some sort of, she just is like wearing her own clothes and she's going, Sonia Morgan, Century 21. I didn't just marry a banker. I married the bank. Yes, Sonia Morgan. I'm like, Brashan, at least put on a blonde wig or something.
So then Ramona is practicing in the mirror while Sonia gets ready and she's like, whoa, look at me. No, hey guys. I need some hot cock. With some hot cock, okay? What's wrong with you? You don't want to talk about hot cock?
She's literally doing an impersonation of Kit from Pretty Woman.
Hey, Vivian. How's it going, Vivian?
And Sonia's like, well, I've never heard her say hot cock. I just heard her say, Ramona, if I want to say vagina, I will. And if I want to say dick, I will, because I've just got to be me. She's like, shut up. What? It's all about cock. Hot cock.
Whoa.
She starts choking on her gum. So ridiculous. Yeah. So then Ebony and Leah are cracking up at each other's costumes because Leah has like some terrible wig, a little gold dress, and then she's carrying her IV bag of
plasma.
Yeah,
or plasma. Pino plasma. Yeah. So they're cracking each other up, but she wants to make her plasma look more red because it's clear at first. So they go to the kitchen, and so the chef puts like some sort of like maraschino juice in there or wine or who knows whatever. And the chef is, her name is Megan, and she's like, okay, well, now your plasma's gonna take good. And Ebony, of course, is like, you're such a doll, Megan. Thank you, my dear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Like,
thank you. But she's doing it to her microphone because she's carrying around a mic. So she's like, thank you. Megan is here doing us a favor. Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Didn't want to let the season end without calling someone dear. Okay.
So Leah's now like pretending to be Ramona. She kind of does look like Ramona, and like Ramona from several seasons ago. She sort of had Ramona's old hairstyle. And yeah. So she's ordering like a club soda with mint and lime, doing the Ramona order. And, you know, Brashana's cracking up and she's still like, Sonia Morgan. Yes.
I loved Ramona trying to teach Sonia how to be Brashan. She goes, this is how you act like Brashan. You just go, hey. That's what she says a lot. She says, hey. And then Ebony, when they're getting the Pinot dyed or whatever, Ebony's like, thank you so much, Megan dear. And Leah goes, yeah, like plasma isn't even actually blood. And she goes, no, it's not. It's a derivative. I actually speak 15 languages and I'm a nurse.
So then Luann comes down the stairs and she goes, I'm Ebony K. Williams and I'm holding court. But Luann basically, she put on glasses, which is funny because I don't think, does Ebony wear glasses? Have we seen Ebony in glasses?
No, but Luann's like one of those people who's like, well, she's intelligent, so I'll wear glasses. You know,
Luann definitely looked like she was playing the role of a hot teacher in like an Aerosmith video, right? Like,
yeah.
Class is in session, but then she's like ripping it off and like on the desk being like, yes, Tawny Katan, R.I.P. So,
well, I'm holding court. Y'all.
And then Ebony does that sort of like performative laugh that she does where she goes,
yeah, how have we never made fun of Ebony's laugh? I write it down, I think, in every recap, but I just never.
It kind of drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah! I'm like, oh. It kind of feels like, look, I can have fun, as evidenced by this laugh.
Hey, did you hear that? Did you read about The View? I'm sure you did, because I know your household loves The View.
The View? No, we haven't watched The View in almost a year and a half.
You didn't hear the latest? Oh, okay. So here's the latest View goss. So The View.
Stop watching.
Thank God, Meghan McCain's out of there. So she's out. She makes me crazy. So now they're adding a new conservative host, and so they're going to try out the new conservative hosts, and it's like a whole laundry list of people, but one of them is Cameron Eubanks from Southern Charm, who
really
I think might shockingly work out well.
I don't think Cameron Eubanks will be able to survive like the Joy Behar, like what are you saying, Cameron? What? Like, you don't know. You don't know. Yeah, last time I checked, you haven't even had a tuna salad today, huh? Huh? And you're like, I assume Cameron was.
Who cares, Cameron? So what? Who fucking cares? Okay.
But the other one, one of the other ones is Ebony K. Williams.
I think Ebony would actually be a
spot on there. Yeah.
I think Ebony would. I think The View is a great venue for Ebony. I think. I mean, she. She can argue her points very, very well, and she's probably more intelligent than most of the women on there. No shade, but, like, you know, I'm sorry. Like, Joy Behar doesn't always rock me with her epiphanies. And I think Ebony would be really, really good on that show. But is she conservative? I mean, she worked on Fox News, but is she conservative?
Yeah, I think that was the most surprising thing to people. People are like, wait a minute, the conservative seat? What's that about? but it wouldn't really surprise me if she was conservative, because a lot of clips from her from Fox News have been passed around. I've watched a bunch of them, and I'm like, I don't know if a lot of it is just that you're working at Fox, so that's the role you have to take. But I don't know. Yeah. It'll be interesting for sure.
I'm surprised with Cameron. I assumed she leaned conservative just because I just assumed. But I didn't think she was conservative to the point where she was going to be like a representative of conservatism on TV like that, like on The View. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
we'll see.
But then again, I never thought that about Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I thought she was just the whiny lady on Survivor. But
yeah, you know? Then she was the whiny lady on The View. I mean, it's crazy how people change. Okay, so back to the show. So Leah's like, oh my God, Ramona looks fucking hot. And he's like, I don't chew my gum like that. Because Ramona's like, hi, cock. Hey, can I order some cock?
Yeah, cock. Whoa, oh, wow, I'm so slutty. I've never had a good Valentine's Day. Quack, quack.
So Ramona goes, don't comment about how hot I look, okay? I am who I am, bitch. I own it, okay, bitch? And Luann's like, Ramona, penoplasma.
I love that. Y'all, 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 Southern, y'all.
Oh, so then Ramona's like, you know what? I'm amused by what Leah did for me, okay? You know what? I don't wear those kind of dresses, though, but she just couldn't help herself. She still had to be a slut, even when she was being me, okay?
So then Sonia comes lumbering down the stairs last, and they're like, ah! And she's like, hey, I'm Bershawn. Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
And Bershawn's like, this is Sonia by Sonia Morgan. It's under 200, darling. And they're cracking up. And Sonia's like, well, I think she nailed me. You know, what I like about her from the beginning is that she's really a listener. Okay. So as much as we had conflict, she gets me. She gets me.
Yeah. So they're just, sorry, I was just taking a big swig of coffee. So it's just like more like antics where they're she's like, good. They're just like all happy and they're just like laughing and Leah's like, turtle time. Whoa, screw turtle time. I want some cock. I want some cock.
So, so then Ramona goes up to the bar to get a drink and there's a bartender. And she goes, you know what? I just want a drink. I guess a double. You know what? I don't even know. Just pour it. Because she doesn't know what Leah drinks. So yeah. He goes, hey, you look fabulous. You look great tonight. She goes, don't you know who I am? And he goes, Ramona? And she's like, no, I'm in costume, okay? You like it? I guess men like long hair and side boobs. Okay.
It's the big takeaway from the night. So Leah's then pretending to be like super vile to the help. She's like, get me a drink. Just get me a drink. Get me a drink. And
they're
then
just, he's just the help to me, and they all start cracking up. And Bershawn goes, excuse me, Bershawn. Excuse me, Bershawn. I'm Sonia Morgan, Sonia by Sonia Morgan, and my new collection is $10. And Sonia goes, yeah, well, that's because you went bankrupt.
And then Ramona starts getting into, she's doing Leah, but she's also just complimenting herself. She's like, you know what? Quack, quack, quack. You know what? Ramona always wants to teach me the ropes because she's like my older sister. She's like my big older sister who has so much wisdom. She's so ageless, okay? And she has a wonderful daughter who's almost like a best friend. I have so much to learn from Ramona, okay? That's just me, Leah, talking, okay? From the heart.
Y'all, y'all, y'all.
Y'all, y'all, y'all.
So they're like, Bershawn goes, Leah, are you going to sing? And they're like, no, no. Ebony goes, no, no, it's Lou, it's Lou. She goes, oh, right, Lou. So then she's like, Sonia, you're always fucking it up, Sonia. But yes, I am going to sing. Okay, you know what I heard? I heard it was Ramona Singer's birthday. Come here, you old bitch, you.
Happy birthday.
And they just, I mean, come on, like a side good. By side. That was really good. I was so happy that she did that, not like Money Can't Buy You Class. And so they did like a side by side of Ebony singing. And then like all the times in the past where Luann has broken into Happy Birthday. And Luann's just like laughing. Ha ha. Y'all, y'all. Y'all, y'all. Y'all, y'all, y'all. I'm impressed you got through all the lyrics. Wow.
She's like, ladies, listen, that's just a preview. The full show is coming this fall. Can't wait to see you, especially you, Sonia Morgan. And bitch, don't ask me for money.
Yeah. So now they all sit down for dinner. And Luann goes, time for dinner, y'all, y'all, y'all. Everyone noticed that? Because she said y'all one time. Y'all, y'all, y'all.
So now they're going to have a question and answer session where they've, I guess Luann has come up with questions. But they're not going to do voices or imitations. They're just going to like role play basically to understand the other person better, right? So yes. Leah has to do Ramona still. So she's like, I'm not going to do a voice, but like if the New York Times would write a story about me, Ramona, like what would it be? And Ramona goes, oh, you know what? They did already, okay? And that's me, Leah, saying that because I'm so impressed, okay? You know what? Is someone who loves cock and chewing gum and terrible clothes and long hair and side boob just want to say how impressed I am by Ramona, okay?
They wrote a story. It was called "Who Is the Best Biggest Sister to a Lost Cause Like Leah?" Okay? And it was all about me.
So Leah was actually really nice. She's like, I would like them to write that I built like an incredible life and I started my own business and I married the man of my dreams and I had a daughter and I wanted an apartment. And
this is the point right here. This is what we're doing. This is the point. Bringing it together.
The only thing that could make this moment more special would be some lamb. Lamb, please.
So she's like, and I don't care what the haters say. I support other women. And Ramona goes, oh my God, wait, are you kidding me, Leo? Are you actually kidding me? Like, Leo, you get me, Leo. Like, you really get me. And she's like, huggy. Then the rest of the episode, Ramona just hugs Leo too much. It becomes, okay. Okay, she's going to hit you in a minute. Like, you need to back off now. You're smothering her.
You finally see that I'm just a charitable, giving person who is shunned by the Jews, okay? I'm so glad you finally see that.
Oh, God. So they hug, and then Leah is like, you know what? Just because we have our differences doesn't mean I can't see good things about her. I mean, yes, she shits on the floor, but she also has toilet paper in her house, and I need to remember that.
So then Ebony is up next, and her question, as Luann, is, when it comes to singing, dancing, and acting, would you consider yourself a triple threat? Why? And please demonstrate. Well, yes, I absolutely am a triple threat, because I am going to assault you with singing, dancing, and acting, and you will never like it after that. So, yes, that is a bit of a threat. But listen, I may be no Barbara Streisand. Hack! Hack! And, you know, I may not be a Savion Glover. Never heard of him. And, you know, I may not be a Meryl Streep. Who's she? I'm not familiar. But you know what? I believe in entertainment value. Damn straight. And in this moment, I bring people laughter. Tons of laughter. Y'all, 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 y'all. I'm not a stand-up comedian. I'm no Jerry Seinfeld. Not familiar still, but I'm quite funny. So I'm a triple threat. I'm a triple threat.
Wow. Well, you know, I've come a long way with Ebony. It's really nice to see her being so positive. Ebony, that was amazing. You know, and I'd like to say I'm sorry to whoever Feral Preep is, or whoever you mentioned.
Feral Preep.
Mac Pickleson. Sorry you don't have a cabaret, Feral. So then Sonya's like, you know what? My question, I'm being Brashan right now. Who needs the most help? And that's a big question, even for a life coach like me. So let me give you 2 minutes of life coaching. You're all grandmas and clowns. And then this one, being the young one here, and Leah's like, I'm supposed to be Ramona. She goes, oh, yeah. Okay, then you, the old one, is supposed to be Leah. You, Miss Sideboob. You have the most amazing potential, Leah. I mean, why do you think you are? Who do you think you are with these old bitches who have all this wisdom? You're special. You're special.
And Brashan's like, Brashan, you are so good. So then Brashan has to ask a question as Sonya to herself. And the question is, why do you think you have such a hard time letting go of the past?
Luann is so shady. Who asked that as the question?
Why are you so mean to Luann? So Sonya's like,
goes, well, I don't think you're in the past, Sonya. You're in the moment.
Yeah, I live in the moment. It's like, well, I had a life. I had a life of yachts, and I'm a new person. I'm really about relationships. I'm really about friendships. Relationships.
Love. That's Bouchon. What I'm for. Love. Bouchon.
She's like, stop interrupting my version of you. So, she's like, I'm really about friendship. Ramona, you're my sister. I really love you, and sometimes you put a lot of people before me, and guess who has your back? Me. And sometimes you put everyone in front of me. So therefore, I wish that the only person you put in front of me is Brashan, because she's such a great life coach, and she's so wonderful, and that's someone I would really appreciate to be on this show as a full-time cast member.
Yeah, so they hug, and then Ramona goes, why do I, Leah, side boob with terrible hair and gum in the throat, like to talk about raunchiness all the time? You know what? And here's what I say. You know what? It's not all the time.
okay? You know what? Sex happens, okay? And you know what? If I want my ass hooked through this and that, or if I want to sit on a traffic cone, or if you know what? If I just want to be a basic, stupid slut, let me do me, okay?
And Leah's like, thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for really distilling my personality down to anal sex. Thanks.
And Luann's like, well, what about embarrassing Ramona all the time? How do you feel about that? She's like, you know what, Ramona? Get a life! And she stands up and starts throwing flowers at her head like the ravioli. It's like, accept me. Get a fucking life with your Puritan bullshit, okay?
Yeah, and Leah gets under the table, which is a callback to when Leah was cowering under the table in Newport, Rhode Island last season.
So no, now it's Ramona, time for Ramona and Sonia were under the table hiding.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. So then Luann, now it's Luann's turn to ask herself a question as Ebony. She goes, here's the thing, queens. Huh. Why do I refer to myself as Ebony K. Williams? And who is your alter ego? Well, everyone, I know you look very scared that I'm going to say something problematic, but don't worry. Here comes my speech. First of all, I have worked hard all my life to be an achiever, to get to where I am, and I have trampled over beauty queens. Yes. And to get to where I have, to envision myself, to go to law school, and I want to be that woman that people can look up to, almost like a cabaret star, I don't know. And I've worked hard to get to where I am, and by God, I'm going to do it by using the entirety of my name, y'all. And I deserve a place at this table because I am the hardest working woman here, and I'm the smartest, and I'm the most educated, and I will take no shit from you girls or anyone else for that matter, because I'm Ebony K. Williams, and cheers to Ebony K. Williams, a not cabaret star.
Ebony laughing. And so Ebony liked it. She's like, you know what? She's right. I am very proud of weather. And I am very proud of sports. Equally as proud I am of my co-anchors here. And I would just like to say that I love that Luann has leaned into that. She's made me sexier than I am. She did a hell of a job. And we're going to find out how this all concludes right after this. Y'all.
So now that Leah's getting out of costume and everything, and everyone's like, you know what? When you first introduced this idea, Luann, I was like, are you kidding me? But it actually was kind of fun. Sort of like what I imagine your wedding was like, except I was never invited, okay?
It's like, you know what? We've had so many parties. Audrey Hepburn, boobies, but identity swap. Now this was the bomb.
Sorry, am I confusing you with my very up-to-date slang? The bomb? It means good. So
we get the end credits now, right? The end cards. And Luann's show is reopening in the fall, okay? And she's got her new venture ready to go, non-alcoholic rosé.
And Ramona tells us, you know what? I'm really happy right now because I'm with the women who matter the most to me. In my head, okay? But they weren't invited, so I'm with these bitches instead, okay? Other than my daughter. And I have a new career path in real estate, and I think the five of us are finally in a good place, as evidenced by the fact that we filmed our reunion so ahead of time, right? So I really hope it stays this way, okay?
So Ramona is a real estate salesman now, and she used her savvy to buy a place in Florida next to Harry Dubin.
Mm-hmm. And then Ebony talks about how she could have given up. She could have given up on so many things, like the quest for her dad or the quest to find out which blender is the best one, the Consumer Report coming up after this, but she kept going.
I could have given up so many things, the apartment that the rich guy I was going to marry left me, or my dad, or I forgot really pretty much everything else, but I'm still fantastic. Thank you for watching. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Yeah. So while Ebony is in constant contact with her newly discovered half-sisters, she has yet to meet her dad. She's actively dating with the help of a matchmaker and in hopes of adding to the family tree. Dear.
And Sonia tells us that I've opened my eyes to what makes Sonia happier. Oh, yeah, because all the rest of your life has been spent just worrying about everybody else.
It's I'm alcohol,
glad you're
isn't it?
Finally taking it's booze. Time to think about Sonia.
Yeah, so she's learned some things about herself that needs to change. Doesn't mean she's actually going to act on them, but she's learned some things. So Sonia's path to happiness started with renting the townhouse for 2 years and continued with the creation of her own comedy cabaret-esque, debuting in New York City this fall.
Dun, dun, dun. Stealing Cheetah Brand. Cheetah Brand.
Cheetah Brand. Cheetah Brand. Cheetah Brand.
So then Leah's like, I've learned so much about myself. Like, I really feel like a genuine bond with these women. And it's, like, been amazing going through this year with them. And so we find out that she is finalizing her Judaism thing, her Judaism path. And Kiki is going to a top all-girls school.
Much to Bunny's delight. Who would have ever thought? So then Leah gets onto the mic and she starts doing this speech. And she's like, you know what? Last year was like the most fucked up, like beautiful, intense time of my life. And there were like political issues and racial issues and a pandemic happening. And everyone starts going, well said. Well said. Like she just said pandemic, racial issues, and political issues. Well said. Well said.
You know what? You didn't mention the part how none of your clothes fit. That must have been hard too, okay?
Well said. All set. So then Leah's like, well, I think we embodied something about our fucking country that, like, our fucking country could take some notes from in terms of, like, listening to each other and having, like, the time, like, how we have, like, different beliefs and, like, values and we still, like, figured it out and, like, we managed to coexist and like, we managed to find something that, like, we love about each other. Well set. Well set. Which is Ramona's way of saying, like, I want listening, not listening. Well set.
Yep. And that's pretty much it. Everyone's like, wow, that was great. Leah for mayor. Which at this point, you just never fucking know. The world is so crazy, you know?
I know.
Could be Barbara.
Could be Barbara. Also, by the way, I don't think the country needs to take notes from Real Housewives of New York on how to improve.
I know. You spent the whole season calling each other stupid bitches and shitting on the floor, okay? We're already doing enough of that in America.
Yeah. No, this is, you guys are not role models, okay? You're roll away models.
Well, that was fun, everybody. I mean, you know, still, I know that we're kind of in the minority by still loving Real Housewives of New York at this point, but I do. Yay!
I do. Because nothing makes me laugh. Like, these recaps are still my favorite that we ever do. Like, it's just, it's so funny and so great. It's, you know, not as amazing of a season as others, but we're going to look back on it someday and we're going to laugh at the good stuff because there was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And in terms of the reunion, we don't know when the reunion is.
Or if. We just don't know, guys. We don't know. And next week actually looks kind of funny. It's like a Secrets Reveal, but it's not called Secrets Revealed. It's like,
yeah, they rebranded it
as if it's like dot dot dot, like,
and that happened
as if it could have or something, right? What's it called?
I don't know.
What'd you say?
And that happened, which is annoying because it's like that. It's a play on that really annoying Facebook thing when people post a status that says, "So that just happened," but they like couldn't even get that right. They're like. And that happened. I was like, all right.
All right, everybody. Love you. Bueller has not woken up this entire time. Look at him back there. Well, if you want to watch
his videos.
He got
up at one point. You were doing like a rant of something. You were like, whoa, cock, cock. And Bueller like poked up like, what? Huh?
All right, everybody. Well, this was a Crappens on Demand. So if you want those, you know where to find them. Over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Okay. We sure love you guys, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't. Touch the Nicky Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo. Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible, edible.
incredible Matthew sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.